From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It is Thursday, February 28th. A winter weather advisory is in effect until 6 p.m. today for the entire listening area. We could see periods of freezing rain with some light icing. We will see steady temperatures around where they are right now, about 29 degrees. Southern Illinois University Carbondale is moving forward with creation of a Carbondale-based nursing program. SIU officials say the Illinois Board of Higher Education will begin reviewing the school's proposal about a month from now. IBHE could give final approval by early June in time for the program to begin in the fall. The plan would replace a similar four-year program that SIU Edwardsville already operates at SIUC. The plan has support from the SIUC Faculty Senate as well as from Southern Illinois Healthcare. The local healthcare provider has offered $750,000 to help get the program started. A private foundation has also pledged another $1.2 million to create the Carbondale-based nursing program. A suspect is in custody following a shooting in Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon police officers and Jefferson County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of gunshots fired in the 500 block of South 15th Street yesterday in Mount Vernon. Officers arrived to find a vehicle in the street that had been hit by gunfire. Police arrested 21-year-old Kenneth McKinney Jr. for aggravated discharge of a firearm. A handgun was recovered at the scene. An investigation continues. No one was injured. Alexander County residents will begin receiving 911 dispatch services from Union County because of a new consolidation agreement recently approved by the state 911 administrator. Currently, 911 Director Crystal Gurley says Alexander County emergency calls are answered by the Pulaski County Sheriff's Department. With a consolidation, she says, calls will be answered in Union County beginning in the fall.
We have a state-of-the-art dispatch center. Their same responders will be responding, their same fire departments and ambulance and police departments. That doesn't change.
Gurley says Union County residents won't notice any changes either.
With technology and expenses going up, it just made sense for both counties to consolidate and merge finances where they could proceed to go on with further technology.
Gurley says Alexander County residents can call 618-833-5442 for non-emergency calls. A package of bills introduced at the Illinois State House yesterday could lower the cost of prescription drugs. Jacqueline Driscoll has the latest.
More than a quarter of Illinoisans said they or a family member did not fill a prescription in 2018 because the cost was too high. That's according to statewide polling cited by State Representative Will Guzzardi, a Democrat from Chicago. He says the pharmaceutical industry is taking advantage of the ill, and it's time for government to step in.
We're seeing that industry has a captive market of sick people who need their products, and they have these federal protections and other legal mechanisms to protect their monopoly power in these areas. And as a result, they can charge whatever they want.
The package includes a measure that would create a financial penalty for drug manufacturers who impose unjustifiable price spikes on their medications. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Illinois House Republicans are speaking out against Governor J.B. Pritzker's proposed graduated income tax. GOP leaders say the current flat tax is one of the state's last competitive advantages. But when the Paul Simon Institute at SIU Carbondale polled the question last year, it found that 51% of Republicans and 49% of conservatives support a graduated tax. Still, Republican State Representative Keith Wheeler says he's not worried.
I don't believe that polling actually reflected any actual real rates, so no one could actually understand how it would affect them. If it were just a millionaire's tax, that might be one thing. If it's going to hit everybody down to the 17,000 level, whole new poll.
Pritzker hasn't said what the income brackets would be. 72% of all Illinoisans supported the graduated tax in the poll. The change requires amending the Illinois Constitution, which would have to be approved by 60% of voters in a general election. Coming up on March 14th, Morris Library on the Carbondale campus will be filled with dozens of workshops featuring technology experts from around the Midwest. WSIU's Kevin Boucher has a preview.
Alinda Hubbs is with SIU's Office of Information Technology, the group sponsoring IT Day 2019. And she says several workshops focus on building an IT team.
And they revolve around teaming. One is with Dr. Bruce DeRuntz here from SIU. We also have Marty Klubeck coming from Notre Dame.
City and education leaders will learn how to keep up with the future.
About smart cities and smart campuses and, you know, what kind of infrastructures people are going to expect.
To learn more, visit itday.com. SIU.edu. I'm Kevin Boucher.
Taking a look at the weather forecast for today, a winter weather advisory remains in effect for the entire listening area until 6 p.m. Periods of light freezing rain is expected across the region with some light icing, so be careful if you are out and about today. Temperatures will remain fairly steady around 29 degrees. Winds will be out at north-northeast at 8 to 10 miles an hour. That will give way to mostly cloudy conditions tonight with an overnight low of 26. Tomorrow, partly sunny, we'll see a warm-up. We'll see a high around 45. That won't stick around for too long. We'll see sunshine as well on Saturday with a high around 46, but a chance of snow back in the forecast on Sunday. Highs will be falling down to around 30. This is WSIU Radio News. I'm Jeff Williams.